And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
It's a common expression, don't look a gift horse in the mouth. However, what if the horse's mouth is filled with useful insurance tools? This is the exact case with the GEICO app. Yes, the app is free and therefore a gift horse. However, look inside the app and behold, emergency roadside assistance, digital ID cards, bill pay. Get the GEICO app. Look it in the mouth. Get amazing services. Thank you.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Coach Rick Sagisi, Think Outside the Diamond. I want to talk today about weight training strength circuits. I've been getting a lot of inquiries about how do you set up these circuits? What's the best way to incorporate a good metabolic enhancement in fat burn to really get the most bang for your buck, so to get the most out of your time? So what I want to do is I want to talk about, you know, first off, what your goals are. So, you know, a lot of people are asking me for weight loss, but if your goals are weight loss, then it's going to be set up differently than if it was strength training or sports performance. So you need to first find out what the goal and what the objective is of the class or of the circuit. Okay, so I'm going to base today's radio show on and podcast on just weight loss, because that seemed to be the most common request I've been having. So I have a class that I do on Saturdays, and what I try to do is these are all for older people that are trying to, you know, lose weight and get in shape. So what we do is we really focus on providing a 30-30, 1-to-1 or 1-to-2 work-to-rest ratio. So basically, I'm looking for a 1-to-2 or a 1-to-1 work ratio. So for instance, I want to do a 20-second workout, then I'll have a 40-second rest period. So 1-to-2, 1-to-1 would be like a 20-second work period, 20-second rest. So the same work to rest ratio. What I find best is to have to start with the 1-to-2 rest ratio and then work your way up to a 1-to-1. I see 20 to 30 seconds is probably a good work ratio. I wouldn't go more than that starting out. Stay with 20 and then go to 30. And then, like I said, you can stay with the 40 work ratio, 40 second rest ratio, but then, you know, cut that down as the group starts to get in better shape. What I like to do is I like to do a couple different things. I like to do 4 circuits. So if it depends on what people, how many people we have there, I'll divide them up in 4 to 5 stations. And we'll do that in 20 second work. And then they'll have like if it's more than one person, we'll do like a 10-second rest, and then the next person goes. And then we can divide that up depending on how many people there are. So if it's a smaller group, I like to do stations and just do 4 stations, and then just rotate to go through it 2 times and then have a rest period of 2 minutes and then go through it again another 2 times. Another way I like to do it, if we have like more people, like 8 to 10 people, is I like to just do a circuit all together, so everyone just kind of spreads out and we do all the same exercises with myself leading the way, or whoever's in charge of the class leading the way. And what we do is we just basically take out some really good exercises, like to do the bear crawl, like do some, you know, sprinter sit-ups, push-ups with a deceleration hold at the end. You know, there's so many things you can do. Jump rope, if you have enough jump ropes. There's hopping forward, hopping back, and then doing skiers side to side. You know, so many things you can do. So, but you want to pick out 8 that really interest you, and that you want to try to work on lower body and upper body and core. So you want to try to incorporate the 8 exercises. You want to incorporate at least, you know, I'd say 3 upper, 3 lower, and then 2 core. So you want to try to make sure that has a good rounded exercises for a full body metabolic burn and train and strength training. So we do go through that actually 1 time, and then they get a rest, and then I go through that again. That's a little bit more intense than the station, so I only do 2 of those and then work myself up to 3, and then we finish out with a finisher. That's kind of like a fun exercise. You can figure out what you want to do. I do med ball, volleyball, You can do, you know, basketball, tennis, volleyball if you have access to that, pool. You can do water polo. You can also do sled work, like, you know, at the end. So we kind of team up, separate the two teams and go after it. So that's kind of an idea of what I do for circuits. You know, the idea here is you want to make it engaging and fun, and make sure these people are actually working out, but they don't really feel like it when they leave. That's the whole idea of a circuit. It's just kind of like to keep them going. And by the time they realize, oh, shoot, I am tired, it's like over. So that's the key with the circuit. So hopefully I gave you guys some insight there and some ideas what you can do. And again, I get the best thing to do is trial and error. So just go ahead. Don't be shy. Get after it. Put it together. Find the ones you like. You'll find circuits you like, certain exercises you like. And then, you know, you can actually customize the circuits to the ones that you prefer. So, all right, best of luck, guys, and I'll be talking to you soon.
Georgia's Bank scallops are now at Bonefish Grill. The Georgia's Bank off the coast of New England is known for its amazing sea scallops, and Bonefish prepares them just right. Grilled to perfection over a wood fire, served atop creamy Parmesan risotto, and finished with bacon. They're a scallop lover's dream, and they pair perfectly with a seasonal handcrafted cocktail like our Wild Orchid Hawaiian Martini. So don't miss out. Come in and try Georgia's Bank scallops at Bonefish Grill tonight.